You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says a total of 5.69 million coronavirus infections have been reported globally over the past 7 days, down from 5.73 million the previous week. Coronavirus-related deaths have risen, though, from 88,000 to 93,000. For a 12th straight day, India has recorded more than 300,000 new daily infections. The nation's health system remains under intense pressure. 24 COVID-19 patients have died at a government-run hospital in the southern state of Karnataka, amid reports of an oxygen shortage. This man says doctors told him his son was recovering, only for him to die a short time later.
They were saying he is getting better. Too many people died today. Our boy had recovered 75%. He would have survived had there been a cylinder of oxygen.
Coronavirus infections have spilled across the Indian border into Nepal, putting severe strain on the Himalayan nation's medical resources too. Nepal's Prime Minister, KP Sharma Oli, has asked for international assistance.
I would like to request our neighbours, friendly countries and international organisations to help us with vaccines, diagnostic equipment and kits, oxygen therapy, critical care medicines, and critical care furniture to support our ongoing efforts to combat the pandemic.
Around the world, people from Indian backgrounds are watching what's happening in India with dismay as they are united in a sense of frustration. They can do little but offer financial assistance or help find resources from oceans away. Kalpana Bakad is an Indian-American who lives in Michigan in the United States.
I have lost an aunt. I have lost a sister-in-law to COVID. And we have had many members of our family who have, who have been impacted by COVID, and they have recovered, luckily, you know. But it's real. For this Mother Day, come stand up for their motherland, and you know, help raise funds. Look beyond just themselves and their families, and help India tackle this surge that we are seeing.
The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says encouraging progress is being made to overcome intellectual property issues that are keeping critically needed COVID-19 vaccines from being more widely distributed.
More and more countries joining, but we need to complete the process as soon as possible and decide, because there is no reason, to be honest, to not decide on IP waiver, because the provision was meant for this condition, for emergencies.
In a sign of gradually returning to normality in the United States, New York City's subway is to resume 24-hour operation. It was shut down between 1 and 5 in the morning in the early days of the pandemic, so trains and stations could be disinfected. Governor Andrew Cuomo says capacity restrictions for most types of businesses will also end statewide in mid-May.
That includes museums, theaters, Broadway, retail, shops. Now, they may make their own economic decision as to when they need to reopen because they can have critical mass. We're talking to Broadway. Broadway, for example, has a schedule. They have to produce a play before they can sell the play. So there's a schedule for them.
U.S. President Joe Biden says his country will be in a very different position on COVID by the end of the summer. However, he is refusing to predict if or when the nation would ever reach herd immunity. However, he says the vaccination rollout is proceeding very well.
I think by the end of the summer, we'll be in a very different position than we are now. As you know, I've worked very hard to make sure we have over 600 million doses of vaccine. We're going to continue to make sure that's available. We're going to increase that number across the board as well, so we can also be helping other nations once we take care of all Americans. And what's happening now is all the talk about how people were not going to get shots, they were not going to be involved. Look at what that was. We were told that was most likely to be among people over 65 years of age. But now, people over 65 years of age, over 80%, have now been vaccinated, and 66% fully vaccinated. And there's virtually no difference between white, black, Hispanic, Asian American.
Meanwhile, in Germany, Bavaria's famous Oktoberfest festivities have been cancelled for a second year in a row due to concerns over the spread of COVID-19. Organisers say there are too many risks in hosting the celebrations, which bring in visitors from around the world during a global pandemic. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.